All right, get ready to dive into psychic talents and shadowy conspiracies with, of course, a little dash of romance.
Sounds intriguing.
Because today, we're unlocking the secrets of Jane Ann Krentz's Shattering Dawn.
Ah, Shattering Dawn, the third book in the Lost Night Files.
It's getting good.
Oh, definitely. And you know, this series is just a small piece of this whole world that Krentz created. Different genres, different pen names even. It's amazing.
Yeah. So much to explore. But for now, we're focusing on Shattering Dawn. And today, we'll give you just enough info to decide if you want to read it.
Without giving away any major spoilers, of course.
Of course.
Just a little taste, a peek behind the curtain.
Exactly. So let's start with our main character, Amelia Rivers, a photographer with a unique gift.
Ah, yes. Amelia. She can see and photograph auras. Energy prints, too. Imagine that.
It's pretty cool, right?
Yeah.
But it's definitely not easy for her.
No, not at all. I mean, she can only capture these images with an old analog camera. And the images themselves can be disturbing.
Yeah. And on top of that, she's dealing with a stalker.
And don't forget that mysterious past. That lost night of amnesia.
Right, that lost night. A big theme in the Lost Night Files series. Actually, it ties into this huge conspiracy involving a secret organization.
They're conducting experiments on people with paranormal abilities. Illegal experiments?
Yeah, legal experiments.
It really is.
And to complicate things even more, Amelia's connected to a list of people with psychic talents.
Compiled by a researcher who was involved in those experiments.
Exactly. And that's where Gideon Sweetwater comes in.
Ah, Gideon, the private investigator Amelia hires.
Yeah, but he's not your average PI. Gideon has his own secret talent.
The ability to inflict nightmares. Can you imagine?
I can't even begin to.
It's really not a glamorous superpower, more like a source of anxiety for him, especially in his relationships.
Understandably.
Oh, for sure.
So Amelia's investigation leads her to this creepy abandoned hotel.
The Lucent Springs Hotel.
Out in the desert.
Mm.
That's where Amelia and her friends experience those lost nights.
The hotel itself almost feels like a character. Eerie atmosphere, especially at night. And Amelia's psychic abilities, they actually seem to intensify when she's there.
Interesting.
Isn't it? And then there's the fact that Gideon's uncle, Shelton Sweetwater, is the researcher who created that list of people with psychic talents.
Whoa, family drama alert.
Right. It adds this whole other layer to the story, like a family legacy of paranormal abilities and a connection to this whole hidden world.
And remember that secret government program we mentioned?
The one experimenting on people with psychic abilities.
Yeah, Shelton's research, it actually played a key role in it all. He developed a device that could measure psychic abilities. The government used it to find potential recruits.
Makes you wonder what they were willing to do, what other secrets they might be hiding.
Right. And as Amelia and Gideon dig deeper, they uncover this huge conspiracy.
A pharmaceutical company. A hidden laboratory, and someone very powerful who wants to control to enhance psychic abilities.
But this enhancement drug, it has some serious side effects. Mental instability, aggression, in some cases, even death.
It really makes you think about those ethical questions. The pursuit of power, and what we're willing to risk for it.
For sure. But amidst all this danger, there's this spark between Amelia and Gideon.
Oh, the attraction is definitely there. But their talents, they complicate things.
Yeah, how do you navigate a relationship when you're afraid of giving your partner a nightmare?
Or when your intuition is screaming at you to run.
Exactly. It's a push and pull, fear and desire. And it's one of the things that makes Shattering Dawn so compelling. You're not just rooting for them to solve the mystery, but also to find a way to be together.
Their talents, their connection, it's like they're both drawn to each other and terrified of the consequences.
Definitely adds another level to the story.
It does.
Okay, so last time we left off with Amelia and Gideon, you know, trying to figure out who's behind those lost nights and, of course, those terrifying experiments.
Right. And that scorched room key from the Lucent Springs Hotel. Well, it leads them to this this really rundown motel called the Cactus Garden.
Oh, yeah. The Cactus Garden.
This is like frozen in time, like a forgotten corner of the desert.
And Gideon, he thinks this place, this motel, was like a safe house.
Mm.
For the people involved in those experiments at Lucent Springs.
Yeah, like a place where they could, you know, operate without anyone noticing. It's interesting how certain places can be, like, soaked in secrets, you know what I mean?
Totally. And speaking of secrets, Amelia and Gideon, they uncover a clue. One that leads them straight back to Dr. S. Fulbrook. Remember that name?
Oh, yeah, the name Amelia saw on those pharmaceutical boxes back at the ruins of the clinic. at Lucent Springs. It all comes full circle, doesn't it?
It does. And in room 10, the room that matches that scorched key, guess what they find?
Don't tell me, registration records.
Registration records for Dr. S. Fulbrook. The pieces are falling into place, but, you know, it's also getting kind of dangerous.
The closer they get to the truth, the more dangerous it becomes, right?
Right. And as if things couldn't get any more intense, Gideon's uncle, Shelton, he reappears, and he drops a bombshell about Gideon's nightmare ability.
Oh, this is where it gets really interesting. Shelton basically confirms that Gideon's talent, it's not just some, you know, weird fluke. It's a real psychic ability. And get this, it runs in the family.
So it's like a Sweetwater family secret.
Exactly. And it makes you think, what other secrets are they hiding? How deep does this whole paranormal connection go?
Oh, many questions.
Twice.
But back to the investigation. Amelia and Gideon, they decide to go back to the Lucent Springs Hotel at night.
Bold move, considering Amelia's fear of the dark, you know, stemming from her lost night trauma.
Yeah, but they're hoping the darkness will, you know, amp up Amelia's psychic sensitivity.
It's like the night itself becomes this force, this presence. It's not just about the darkness. It's about what's hidden in the darkness.
And her intuition, it doesn't let her down. She senses something's off. And it leads them to a pretty shocking discovery. But before we get to that, can we talk about the obvious tension between Amelia and Gideon?
Oh, yeah. Their talents definitely complicate things. Mm. You know, Gideon's terrified of hurting Amelia with his nightmares. And Amelia's intuition, well, it seems to be warning her about something more.
More than just your typical romantic attraction.
Exactly. It's that whole push and pull thing again. Desire, but also this underlying fear.
Look, so they're at the hotel. It's nighttime. And Amelia's intuition is going haywire. Mm-hmm. What happens next?
Well, they run into this local guy, Joe Mayfield. He claims he got hurt by some kids vandalizing the hotel. But Amelia, she senses something's not right.
There's always something more.
Oh, always. Amelia, she picks up on something in his energy prints, like a disconnect between what he's saying and what his energy is showing.
So he's not who he seems to be?
Nope. And then things escalate quickly. Remember those three guys? The ones who tried to kidnap Amelia? They show up, guns blazing.
A shootout at the Lucent Springs Hotel.
This is getting intense. It's total chaos. Oh. Amelia and Gideon, they barely escape with their lives.
Wow. What about Mayfield?
They get him to the nearest clinic, but he's hurt pretty badly. And while they're trying to figure out what the heck just happened, the police show up.
Uh-oh. That complicates things. How do you even begin to explain a psychic shootout to the police?
Right. Amelia's talents, Gideon's nightmares, it's not exactly evidence you can present in court. They're stuck between these two worlds.
The world of logic and the world of, you know, psychic phenomena.
Exactly. So in a very bold move, Amelia suggests using Gideon's nightmare ability to help her recover her lost memories.
Whoa, hold on. Psychic dream therapy.
It's risky for sure, but she's desperate for answers.
But how does that even work? Can Gideon really unlock her memories through nightmares?
Well, think about it. Amelia can perceive and manipulate energy, right? And Gideon, he can influence the dream state. So maybe, just maybe, they can use their combined talents to access those hidden parts of Amelia's mind.
That's pretty mind-blowing. So what happens?
It's intense. Really intense. Amelia, she's forced to confront these fragmented memories. And Gideon, he's struggling to control his power, worried about hurting her.
And did it work? Did they find anything useful?
They did. Amelia remembers more details about her abduction, including the faces of the people involved. And she realizes something really important about someone they thought they could trust.
Oh, no. Don't tell me it's Falcon.
Bingo. Amelia, she sees Falcon's energy prints at the scene of the shootout. She's convinced he's connected to the organization.
Wow. So he's been playing both sides this whole time.
It seems so. Manipulating everyone. Okay, so we've got a secret organization, illegal experiments, a dead researcher, a possible double agent, and now psychic dream therapy. What else could happen?
Well, amid all this chaos, Amelia and Gideon, they finally give in to their attraction.
It's about time, right? But with Gideon's, nightmare ability, is it even safe for them to be together?
Good question.
Their night together, it's, well, mind-blowing for Amelia, but it definitely raises questions about their future.
Okay, you've got to tell me more. What happens next?
Well, you'll have to read Shattering Dawn to find out.
Ugh, fine. But you've convinced me. This deep dive has been wild.
We're not done yet. Stay tuned for the final part of our deep dive into Shattering Dawn, where we'll uncover the truth about the conspiracy, the motives behind everything, and of course, what happens to Amelia and Gideon.
Okay, so welcome back to our final deep dive into Shattering Dawn. Last time, It was intense, right? A shootout, a daring escape, psychic experiments, and then Amelia and Gideon. Well, things got kind of heated between them.
Yeah, but it's like the calm before the storm, you know? Amelia wakes up and she's been kidnapped. Again. And this time, it's a real betrayal.
Wait, kidnapped again? Who? Don't tell me is...
Amelia's friend. She's been working with her father, Cutler Steen, the mastermind behind it all, the whole psychic enhancement operation.
Irene, seriously. She always seems so, I don't know, innocent. But why target Amelia and her friends? What does he want?
Steen, he's desperate. The enhancement drug, it's unstable. And it's starting to affect him, too. He's losing control of the drug, of himself, of everything. He thinks Amelia and the others, they're the key to stabilizing it.
Because they survived the first round of experiments. Like, living proof it can work.
Right, but also proof of how dangerous it is. And Steen, he's so desperate, he's willing to do anything to get what he wants.
That's scary. So where does Gideon fit into all of this? He can't just let Amelia be, you know, lab rat.
Well, Irene's plan is to lure Gideon into a trap. They want to use his nightmare ability to get information.
To weaponize his nightmares. That's messed up.
It really makes you think, right, about the power of these abilities. But Gideon's not stupid. He sees through Irene's act and manages to escape. But it's a close call, a really terrifying encounter with his own power.
But hold on, gotta catch my breath. Well, Gideon's on the run. What's happening with Amelia?
Amelia, she's trapped in Steen's island lair, right? And she learns the truth about the drug. It's deadly. Lots of the test subjects, they went crazy, some even died. And she realizes something crucial about Steen.
What? Come on, spill it.
Amelia, she sees through Steen's whole powerful scientist act. She realizes he's a victim too. The drug, it's twisting his mind, fueling his desperation.
It's like a cautionary tale about ambition and power and the price you pay for it.
Exactly. But Amelia, she's not giving up. She decides to make a deal with Steen.
A deal? With the bad guy. What kind of deal?
She's taking a huge risk. But Amelia, she sees something in Steen, a sliver of humanity, I guess. She senses his aura is like on the verge of collapse. She offers to help stabilize it.
That's tough. Is it the right thing to do? Is she helping him or just trying to survive?
It's a moral dilemma, that's for sure. It really highlights the hard choices people face in these crazy situations.
So does it work? Does Amelia stabilize Steen's aura?
Well, that's when Irene does something unexpected. She betrays her father. She sees how far gone he is, how dangerous. But in all the chaos, Amelia gets kidnapped again by Irene this time.
Whoa, another betrayal. Irene's not who we thought she was.
Nope. Krentz is so good at creating complex characters, you never know who to trust.
But what about Gideon? He's not going to just sit around while Amelia's in trouble.
Of course not. He can sense danger, remember, like a sixth sense. He knows Amelia needs him. He tracks them down, and with the help of the Lost Night Files team, they confront Irene. It all comes down to this final showdown.
Oh, man, the tension. What happens? Do they save Amelia?
Let's just say justice is served, but not without some losses along the way. And as for Amelia and Gideon...
Don't leave me hanging.
They finally get their chance to be together, to figure things out, to embrace who they are. It's proof that love can survive even when things get crazy.
Wow, Shattering Dawn sounds like a roller coaster.
Yeah.
Suspense, romance, those wild psychic abilities.
It really makes you think about power, family, and the courage it takes to face the unknown. It stays with you long after you finish the book.
So, to wrap things up, if you like romantic suspense with a paranormal twist, Shattering Dawn is definitely for you. A strong female lead, a brooding hero with a secret, and a conspiracy that'll keep you hooked. But be warned, it's not just entertainment. It'll make you think about the choices we make and the consequences that follow.
And it'll leave you wondering, what's really possible? What would you do for power? It's a wild ride.
Okay, that's it for our deep dive into Shattering Dawn. We hope we've, you know, piqued your interest a little.
And until next time, keep exploring those possibilities. Keep those minds open.
Happy reading, everyone.